First off, guys, I want to thank Mr. Kroenke, Coach Fisher, and Mr. Snead for giving me this opportunity to play for the St. Louis Rams. I'm very grateful and very blessed to be a part of this organization and help this team to win a championship.
You know, I'm going to go back, give you some background. When our seasons are over, every team in the league gets together, identify strengths and weaknesses, identify needs as they push into free agency and into the draft. And we did the same that everybody else does. And I think it's widely known that one of the strengths of our football team is the defensive end position, the defensive line as a whole. The defensive end position wasn't a big need of ours going into this year's draft as compared to some of the other positions. So as a result, we did our work. We graded our players. We did what needed to be done, but we didn't identify any defensive ends or designated pass rushers that we thought would be of interest early in the draft. We had a private interview with Mike at the combine. Coach Waffle met with him. We didn't have him in for a 60 visit. We didn't bring him to town. We didn't do a private workout, primarily because we didn't have a big need at the position. So as the draft moves along, as most people do, as they select in the sixth or seventh round, they're picking players who have higher grades than the round in which they're picking, and they're picking value players. And when we got to our pick, or shortly before we got to our pick, Michael's value as a football player was off the charts. So we drafted Michael as a football player, and he has an opportunity now to come in and compete to try to make our football team.
You know, I'll follow up on Coach Fish. Obviously, pick 249, we drafted him as a football player. All of us in the draft room were aware of the magnitude of the decision, knew it would be a pivot in history. We started the maiden journey yesterday when Michael got here. What's interesting is, as Coach Fish has said before, on Kenny Washington being the first African-American to get into the NFL post-World War II, I believe, was signed by this organization. The nice thing when you Google Kenny Washington is forgotten hero. And what's nice about that is there's going to be a timeline here. Michael's the first. And somewhere in the future, guess what? He's just going to be a name and a dot that some kid in middle school has got to memorize. And we won't know, we won't think it's anything special because it'll be normal. And that journey started yesterday. But the key that we want to do, you know, after this press conference is over, like Coach Fish said, is we're going to get back to football, because that's what Michael, you know, he's been gifted some nice gifts to play football, and that's our goal.
We'll open it to questions.
Michael, Casey will have a microphone. If you have a question, raise your hand. Casey, make sure you get there.
Michael, has the gravity of what Les just said about being that person in history sunk in with you? Have you given any thought to that at all?
No. All my focus have been playing and then trying to make the team.
Ladies first, Jim.
Michael, what's the message that you have for anyone that might be dealing with their own personal struggle, whatever it may be, and they're looking for the courage and the inspiration to just face it head on?
It's okay to be who you are, whether you're gay, straight, black, or white. It's okay to be comfortable in your own skin.
Michael, how anxious are you for it to get to just football, and do you think that'll ever totally be the case?
Oh, yeah, it eventually will, but I understand that right now you guys want to make a big deal of it, but when this is over, then I can start doing that as fast as possible.
Michael, in the first part of this, you made a point of saying it wasn't a secret. What were you referring to when you said it wasn't a secret I think it was had been asked of EJ how the secret was kept.
Yeah, because people thought that when Mizzou didn't make a big deal of it, because apparently everybody else makes a big deal of it, but my teammates in my school didn't.
And I'm sorry, while I've got the mic, just one other thing. Can you just tell us a little bit about Hitchcock? And it seemed that you had a rather difficult path from there. How did you avoid some of the very difficult things that happened to your family?
You know, adversity hits everyone. And, you know, depending on what you want to do with it, I wanted to get out. I wanted to do some great things. So I played sports. I got better at football. I got better at my grades. I went to college. I was the first person in my family to graduate. And now I'm the first person in my family to go to the NFL. So I'm just keep on fighting. Keep fighting a good fight.
You've overcome a lot of adversity already, but you're facing a lot of tough competition on this team. Will you make the cut?
Will I make the cut? You want to find out in a couple months, huh?
Michael, what is your thought of being the first gay athlete to play in the NFL?
I guess it's great. I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah.
Michael, when the process was unfolding Saturday and you're still sitting there and you haven't been taken by a team, how are you rationalizing or explaining things to yourself as you're waiting there? Or did you even go there?
I was just, you know, praying and had faith in God, and I believed in my talents, and Mr. Kroenke and Coach Fisher and Mr. Seed, they all believed in my talents, and here I am.
Michael, have you had a one-on-one conversation with your father?
No, I have not had a one-on-one conversation with my father.
Michael, I know in a lot of ways you're being drafted and playing the NFL is going to validate, you know, some things for a lot of people that we can look past certain things here and there. But you've already had one NFL player disciplined for his comments on Twitter. I mean, you may very well hear things face-to-face or see things elsewhere, some comments from other players. How are you preparing yourself for that?
When when you see me, I like I said earlier, I'm determined to be great. I'm determined to make this team, and I have every confidence in myself that I will make this team. So when I do make it, and when I put my pads on, and if somebody wants to say something, then you will see number 96 running down that field and making good big plays for this team. No, I wanted another number, clearly, but that number was taken.
Michael, over here. The combine was just 2 weeks after your announcement, and your workout wasn't the greatest. Was it a chance or a possibility that, you know, you had a lot weighing on your mind? Do you think that was a factor? I mean, it was just 2 weeks after.
You know, the combine was an interview to make the NFL team. Well, I made it one, so I guess combine doesn't really matter anymore.
Now that it's so, now that you've been picked, did your sexuality affect where you went in the draft in your head?
I have no idea. I know that by the seventh round, pick 249, Michael Sam's name got called, and here I am.
The pre-draft process is very taxing for every player.
You have no idea.
how taxing was it for you, and is there anything you would do differently if you had to do it over?
You know, I wouldn't do a thing differently. I waited and I waited and I waited, and I said long ago that whoever picked me, whatever team that does pick me, they know about my sexuality, they know about everything about my past, and that's the team I want to play for. Ironically, it's St. Louis Rams, and actually, St. Louis Rams, my very first college game was at the Dome, so it's just ironic that I'm here.
Michael, I don't know if you're aware, there was a post on the Mizzou Facebook page about a man who told the story of watching the draft with a lot of military people, and after you were drafted, his son, who was 15 years old, started crying and told his father for the first time that he was gay. And the man said, thank you, Mizzou, thank you, Michael Sam, for being a role model. Do you feel that? How do you feel about that, and do you feel that that can help other
people? No, I'm honored that I helped someone to be comfortable with who they are. gave him a little courage to speak to his father. But, you know, I'm very honored to have that happen to his son. But right now, I'm just looking forward to continue on my dream. And if it inspires other people, and, you know, hey, I'm with you. And if anyone's not okay with that, like I said earlier, if someone disown you, hey, be a part of my family. I'll welcome you. Ram up.
Hey, Michael. Welcome to St. Louis, first off. I just wanted to ask you, you seem like such a great ambassador for your community. I mean, where do you get the poise? I mean, all eyes have been on you for a long time now, and that's a ton of pressure. So where does that poise and strength come from?
I always had it. This is just me. This is Michael Sam. You get the real deal right now.
Michael, would you mind just sharing with us an anecdote, a message, a story, a phone call that maybe you've received through this process that's really stayed with you, that's meant a lot to you?
All my friends and family who just been supporting me and are very proud of me. And I want to thank everyone. I want to thank, like I said, the St. Louis organization. I want to especially thank my alma mater, my school, Mizzou. And I want to thank my friends and family at Hitchcock. I'm very grateful, and I'm very glad to be a part of their lives.
Michael, two-part question. I'm just curious, number one, how you felt the locker room received you and what your nerves were walking into a new situation like this.
I had no nerves at all. They came to me, actually, like, hey, welcome to the family. Let's get to work. And that's what we're going to do.
I think you said in one of your press conferences the Rams had a lot of guts or whatever word you used, you know, by drafting you. What does it say to you about the Rams organization to you know, show the willingness to step up?
They see good potential in people. And they're ready to win a championship, and I hope I'll be a part of this team to help them win a championship.
Michael, you said earlier if somebody would say something nasty to you on the field, you'll make a play or you'll react that way. Has that happened to you in the past on the field or in the locker room, and how did you react if it did?
It has not happened. Clearly, it didn't happen last season because no one knew. But I use little things to motivate me and to make me a better player. And thank God for you guys for making this all a big deal, because it's just going to make me even a better player than I am now.
Hey, Coach Fish, can you talk to me about 15-yard penalties?
Yeah.
They always catch the retaliator, Mike.
Yeah, there's a thing called the bench behind us, so, yeah.
It will be, Coach. I guarantee it will be just making great plays, especially sacks. So,
hey, Michael, I'm not sure if you know, but in Missouri, people can be fired for their sexual orientation. What are your thoughts about that?
I have no idea where you were, but can you repeat the question, please?
In Missouri, people can be fired for their sexual orientation. What are your thoughts, or does that give you pause?
No, I mean, it's sad that they can be, but, you know, I can't really do anything about that.
Michael, you were alluding to poise before. Is it true you were calling yourself Iceman when you were in grade school? And what was that all about?
That was a long time ago.
this is where the past haunts you right here.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I was just trying to be cool. it got me here.
For Kevin or Les, just curious what you guys have heard from people toward the organization over the last couple of days.
I think we've heard a lot of praise, a lot of people be excited about the leadership and the step that we took. Certainly we've heard some negative as well. You're going to get both throughout the process, and I think that that's something that we knew and we discussed on Saturday as this was going to come to be. But if you're going to take a leadership position by drafting Michael, then I think you have to expect both the good and the bad, and we're prepared for it, and I think we'll shine through it.
Michael, have athletes from other sports reached out to you since you got picked? And Second part is, will you be an advocate for gay marriage?
You know, I would support all inequality. It doesn't have to be just about gay rights, but I mean anything. Right now, I'm focused on football. I will always support inequality, period. But my job right now is to focus on football, making this team so we can help win championships. Athletes from other sports? Athletes, everyone, all inequality, not just one specific thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really get that question. Can you repeat that for me? I'm sorry.
Athletes from other sports reached out to you.
Yes, yes, they have. For others.
Any examples of who's reached out to you?
No, I can't really. I don't want to bring them up. I misunderstood your question, by the way.
Sorry.
A couple more, please.
Michael, now, Johnny Manziel got a two-day head start on you, but as of the latest totals, you have the second-largest selling jersey among the NFL draft class. Just your thoughts on that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
You come off so tough, but what's it like going out there and reading some of the comments on Twitter and seeing some of the negativity? How do you handle that?
You want to know how I handle it? I don't read them.
Two more, guys.
Jeff, if you, based on what you said earlier, that the pass rush was not perceived as a need or defensive end was not perceived as a need, how does that really translate into Michael's opportunity?
Well, I mean, you're always looking to upgrade from a depth standpoint. Now, I mean, his skill set is unique. I think we all agree to that. Anybody that watched him play sees special traits. Will have the capability, provided that he's able to get from point A, which is right now, to point B through camp, we'll have the capability and the potential to package him up in different defensive packages. We've already discussed the importance of his contribution to special teams and all those type of things. So, you know, the work's just getting started now. And I'm you know, as Les and if Kevin talked to, we're looking forward to being part of this journey. With that, I think we'll end this press conference. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.